You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Poho, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Liv's about to talk to us about the ban on any new forms of gas and oil exploration. And we'd just like to remind you that we've got a poll going on that, and you can vote on it on Twitter at 95BFM News. Let's get into it, Liv.
So, Parliament has just passed the Crown Minerals Amendment Bill, which puts an end to new offshore oil and gas exploration. To find out more, I spoke to James Barber from Stop Oil Wellington, and I started by asking what the passing of the bill means for the future of energy in New Zealand.
What this means is that we are going to have to do what we have to do, which is transition to a sustainable and fair economy. That means more renewables. That means a phasing out of the use of fossil fuels, which is what we have to do.
What kind of logistics will be required for implementing this bill?
There'll be a twofold thing. The key thing is that the government work with organisations like unions in order to implement a just transition for workers in the fossil fuels industry. And they are already beginning to do that, but they need to show distinct more commitment to that. For example, they need to make sure that there's a just transition working group on the new Climate Commission, which is being set up. So they need to make sure that everything they're doing is working to make sure there's a fair transition for workers in the fossil fuel industry as we get out of fossil fuels.
The bill currently preserves the rights of existing exploration permits. So what is the future for these permit holders? How will they be affected going forward?
Sadly, yes, I would say that the bill does protect the right of permit holders. Now, Oil Free Wellington, and I would say most climate scientists would agree that actually these sort of permits should be revoked, because looking at climate science, looking at the speed at which we need to transition to a sustainable world and society, we can't allow these permits to continue. So sadly, yes, the government is protecting existing permit holders and allowing extensions to the permit, which they should not be doing, because we need to be ending fossil fuel exploration and extraction now, because we can't burn all the fossil fuels we've already found, let alone be allowing any exploration for any more.
Why do people oppose the bill?
I would say that the chief opposition to the bill is from the fossil fuel lobby. I and others from Oil Free Wellington were at the select committee meetings, and the one we were at, it was us and people in suits, which were all fossil fuel business executives. These weren't workers on oil rigs. These were the bosses. These were execs speaking in opposition to the bill. They oppose it, I would say, because they will lose profit, and they don't want to lose profit, of course. Now, their reasons are really spurious. So they'll talk about things like gas as a transition fuel. Now, if we do go down that path of gas, we'll be building all sorts of new infrastructure which will lock in lots of emissions at a time when we should be cutting down on that, where we should be ending the use of fossil fuel power plants. They will be encouraging us to use gas as some sort of bridging fuel, but really that'll just keep us stuck in this use of fossil fuels. They'll talk about how the bill doesn't reduce domestic greenhouse gas emission, but actually, if we want to stop emitting carbon dioxide, we need to stop digging up fossil fuels, which are carbon, and burning them. That's one of the first things we need to do.
So the National Party's energy spokesman, Jonathan Young, said that National would reverse the bill when it returned to power. What does this mean for the future of New Zealand?
Well, that's a really disturbing and irresponsible position on the National Party. I would say that since the National Party is all about business, what businesses need is they need certainty. What the National Party is doing there is providing uncertainty. They should be providing a clear direction to businesses that we need to get out of fossil fuels, and we need to get out of fossil fuels now. What they're doing there is creating uncertainty at a time where we need certainty in a transition to a sustainable society.
Do you have any last comments you'd like to make?
Oil Free Wellington would say that this bill is good, and passing it is a good step in the right direction, but it's not doing anywhere near enough.
Around up to 8 or 10,000.
Shit. The Wire. That was Liv talking to James Barber about the ban on any new forms of oil and gas exploration, and that also happens to be what our poll is today. So let's discuss.
Freedom of speech, it means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Poll position on The Wire.
It was my first time hearing that, and that's so funny.
Chrissy in action.
Let's go for it. What are the poll results?
So to remind you all, the question was, is halting all new oil and gas exploration the right thing to do? We had 15 votes a total.
Okay. Oh, why would you expose that?
No, we say it every week.
There's still 24 hours. There could be more.
It is good to know. 73% of people said yes, it is the right thing to do. And 27% of people said no, it is not the right thing to do.
One of those 27% is Amy Adams.
I would say so, and I'd say one of those 73% is James Barber.
He was so into it. Suits.
So what do you guys think?
I think completely.
It's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do, yeah.
I'll quickly bring up what Amy's or the National Party's comments were. So they've said that this ban will encourage imports, admissions will increase, and we have to use gas transitionally, and we don't currently have enough renewable energy resources to cover that. And I don't think that this ban is going to do those things. I think if there was a complete cut, like a cold turkey cut.
Because they're still allowed, the pre-existing permit holders are still allowed to do gas and oil exploration.
Exactly, right. And we still do have that resource available to us.
Right, so it's more of an easing out. Eventually.
I personally think it puts pressure on an industry which probably does have the money to be able to look at new...
And invest in renewable energy sources.
Exactly, and training people to do that.
And James, I mean, you summed it up well, Jen, by saying that James's point is kind of like, this is a problem and the problem needs action. So if anything, it's good that at least they're giving it a go.
Yeah.
Maybe if it doesn't work, the next government fixes it, but hey, we've got to try because we know
there's
a problem.
Or maybe Labour fixes it if it doesn't do the thing that they want it to do.
True.
I don't think it's that detrimental to the industry to be exploring new things.
Right.
Because it's just a ban on new exploration. Currently it's still,
Can we just pay attention to this?
I know, it's an intense banger that happens every day.
That was quite something.
But still texts us in. Yeah. Even still vote on the poll. I'll be looking at it all day. I want to see what people have to say.
24 hours.
5395. Woo, woo, woo. Excellent. Anyway.
It's called Democracy, sweetie. Look it up.
That was Poll Position on The Wire.
It's literally Stimulated by Tiger. That's the song.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.